How do you feel at this moment?
I feel like there's a massive weight off my shoulders to go through the obviously the disappointment of getting out of last year was massively, upsetting for myself on an individual basis and for all our support base as well. So, to really rebuild the club for me to hit rock bottom, we've got a fantastic support base, and no disrespect to the non-league conference, but we obviously didn't want to be in it, and we believe we should be kicking ourselves on the league, so a massive weight off my shoulders.
Yeah, you started disappointing. Nearly got after 2 minutes. I mean, do you think it was nerves that affected the players?
Rant about it. I thought we were primitive with a better team on the day. I'm not gonna sit here in front of you and say I thought we played really well. I thought we had a our performance today. And the lads in there and changing room, it wasn't our best performance by a long shot. I thought the first 20 minutes of the game could have been dead and buried. Lucky for us. It makes a pleasant change that the football gods were shining on us. A big decision with the Will Puddy handballing out of the box another day, you can get sent off. So I'm certainly not gonna sit here and say we thoroughly deserved it. What I will say is that I think we thoroughly deserved it over a season.
Yeah.
We finished second, we missed out by a point. The table doesn't lie. In an ideal world, the second team goes up, but the beauty of the playoffs, but we certainly deserve to get promotion for the whole year.
When you say you've hit rock bottom, you
need
to rebuild, can you elaborate a bit on that and tell us what
sort of
things you had
to do? Well, the support base we've got, you've only got to look at it, and then to be in a situation where we're fighting on two fronts with the Sainsbury's and the club out of the league, the funding, the academy money that goes, it's massive financial cuts, and we also lost the rugby, so yeah, it's a big change to the football club. People lost their jobs. I lost three in the backroom team, and to come back after a year, you look at the history books, everybody keep telling me that it very rarely happens. It was a tough league, we've got some good players, some good managers, so we're just delighted that we managed to do it in the first year of asking.
Daryl, one question I wanted to ask you from South Coast Sports Radio is, you're going to be now competing against teams like Portsmouth. How do you feel that's going to go next season for yourselves?
Bring it on. Listen, I believe, I've said it all along, I'm going to enjoy the summer, if you don't mind. We're going to enjoy it, but I'll be back to work. I'm going to enjoy this for a couple of days, and I'll be wanting to build a squad that's capable to get promotion out of League 2. That's the way I work. That's the way I always work. I ain't going to sit here and say to you, I'm happy to consolidate next year. We want to be competing in the top end of League 2, that's for sure, next season. So I'm going to enjoy the moment. A lot of rebuilding to be done in the summer, and then we'll kick on again.
What was? Can you talk through what was going through your mind about the goalkeeper substitution?
I just thought it was a spur of the moment. We practiced penalties and we worked the keepers. I just thought Milby had more chance of saving the penalties than Puddy did. And, a bigger frame in the goal. I just thought, I'm going to do it. And did it. Whether that helps, I don't know, because one of them went skying over the crossbar.
Yeah.
But, pleased we did it. But the pleasing thing for me is that we actually practiced the penalties. We did it before the semi-final, we did it before the final. We visualised the walk on the halfway line. You can't put the crowd there and the tension there. But what the players can do is they can go up and assess where they're going to hit it on final day if it goes to penalties and stick with what they've done.
Yeah. Gareth, when the whistle went on the last day of last season, you were in tears on the pitch.
Showed you on pace this year, didn't I?
The polar opposite, 60 yards run down to the front of your fans.
It takes over your life. I'm a passionate guy anyway, and football's the first thing I think about when I wake up, and it's the last thing I think about before I go to sleep. That's how I am. I was really hurting last summer. It was a difficult, real difficult to deal with, and it affected me badly. I don't mind saying it. Some dark nights in the summer where you sit there and you question yourself. I come from Salisbury with a very good CV, 2 promotions in 3 years and a record-breaking FA Cup run, and it was sort of like chucked out the window after 8 games. The pleasing thing for me is the board didn't judge me on the 8 games. They didn't hold me responsible whatsoever for relegation, although I felt responsible and I held my hands up because I thought that was the right thing to do. But really pleasing for me that they gave me the opportunity, because I could have been scraping around looking for another job.
Darryl, how important is it for the Sainsbury's decision to go in your favour with a stadium that Bristol could be proud of and those fans could be proud of?
It'd be a great double. To be honest with you, I haven't really thought a lot about it because I've had my work cut out trying to get this promoted. But it'd be great, the chairman, the board, the amount of money that's been applied in, to fight savings obviously has a massive effect on what we can do on the playing front of things, because we, the gates are there, we get fantastic support. We have 11,000 against Alphington, 10,000 against Forest Green. But I'd imagine a lot of that money's being ate up by the fighting Sainsbury's and trying to win the case.
Darryl, we spoke to Paul Hurst a moment ago about the referee's performance today. He didn't feel that he got some of the decisions. What was your view on the referee?
I thought it was a very, very tough game. You know, I said it to Paul, and there was a decision where, you know, Puss could have gone. I thought they let the goalkeeper brought Mike Taylor down. And it's difficult for referees because, you know, they've got to get up the ladder somehow, but to put a referee, for me, in a final where there's 50,000, 60,000 fans in it, you know, you don't need to gamble on someone that might officiate good, but for me it needs to be a top class referee, and that's not being disrespectful, but that's what I thought. I said it to Hurst, you can go either way your decisions, and we certainly got the rubber green first 20 minutes.
How long have you been practising the penalty shootouts? I know some managers would see it as a bit of an omen.
Only do one, you see. You try and do it as it is in a game. So, you know, when you say practice penalties, it was a case of, we'll do a session, then I get the lads lined up on the halfway line, and we'd go through the order that I was going to go through, and each one would just go or take one against the keepers, and the keepers changing over. You know, we did that twice. There's no point doing it 3-4 practicing your penalties, because at the end of the day, the goal never changes in the balls. You know, you're trying to hit an area. What I wanted them to do was to visualise where they're going to put the ball on the cup final day and stick with it. And to be fair, not many missed.
Did you try and recreate it as best you could, you know, players with arms around each other and stuff like that, to try and...
Not to that extent, but they were all around the halfway line, so they did the walk, you know, then they got the ball, put it spot, visualised it. To be fair, we were worried, Macca, weren't we, about that? you know, goalkeepers get down the wrong way out of them, so it was a toss-up, because Macca played for us in Wrexham in goal, and they only come off injured. I was even nearly going in goal for the Pens, don't worry about that.
Darryl, it's tough with being at the Grimsby end as well, of course, for... your supporters and your players.
I've got massive respect for Paul and the job he's done for Grimsby, and massive respect for the Grimsby fans. It's a real, real tough league, and I really mean this by the bottom of my heart. I hope we win the league next year. I think we've got a great squad of players. I thought they're the better team on the day, and they're a real group, and they'll get massive respect for
them. Paul said that you're very fortunate not to have two players sent off, as referring to Taylor and to Puddy. Your views on that?
I can't disagree with him, especially on the Puddy incident, to be honest with you. I don't agree with that one. The Mike Taylor, I haven't seen it. You know, I've only seen the handball outside the box, which, you know, you'd be very aggrieved with, and I'd be saying very aggrieved as well, so I can totally understand where Paul's coming from.
Darryl, Puddy did well, because he looked quite shaken early on. He did well to come back, didn't he?
He did, and one or two of my players just seemed to let the occasion get to him. They put him in good stead for the future, but, you know, that's it. Player next to me, Macca, was outstanding all game, and step up to the plate. You can prepare your team for as well as you can, but you never really know what they're gonna, how they're gonna perform on the day. The prep work was good, Macca, wasn't it? You know, all week, what we worked on, we knew how Grimsby were, where the strengths and dangers were. But you can't put in that match day experience. And